Awesome work. Thank you, guys. That every year, when you guys get up there, it just reminds me how amazing it is every single time. I believe it or not, way back in the day, I was part of Christmas programs as a kid, just like you guys were. I still remember them from way back then. Actually, when we got done, back when I used to do it, though, then they'd also would give us, because we were Dutch, a chocolate letter and an orange. Anyone else? Yeah, see, a lot of your parents are going, they know, that's nostalgia coming back, right? It would be the chocolate letter of your last name, so I'd get a K, and then an orange in my stocking every year. I got an orange, too, so maybe some others of you guys know that, too. So thank you so much for telling that story again. I think it is so important for us as older people sometimes to remember that Christmas is such a joyous time. And when you guys tell us that story, it reminds us to do exactly what Pastor Lisa was saying, is to not let the amazingness of the story of Christmas get lost on us. Sometimes we can get so caught up in so many other things that we forget what Christmas is all about. And you guys helped teach us that this morning. I love that we get to see all of the different parts of the Christmas story on display. And so I wanted to talk to you guys just about one part of the story that we talked about today, just for a little bit. Is that okay? Is it okay if our parents listen too, and grandparents? Is it good? All right, good. We'll talk to them, see if they learn something too. I just wanted to take a little bit of time this morning and focus on one of my favorite parts of the story. There's so many favorite parts of the story. But one in particular is at the very end of the story we told today. And it's about a group of people known as the Magi, or that we see some of them here dressed up as kings. Does anybody know who were the Magi, or who were the wise men? Yeah? Who knows? Yeah. It was Luke, sure, Luke, yes, with an amazing beard. Absolutely. So let's read about it where it says in the Bible. We see it in Matthew 2 is where we see the story of these people known as the Magi. It says this: after Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one that has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." Now, I think this particular part of the story is really, really fascinating because it teaches us something really important about who God is. Because these people are mysterious. Actually, if you were to try to study who they are, we're not 100% sure. We just know they come from the east, right? And so, for instance, here's a map, so you can kind of see some of the areas that we thought maybe they came from. You know, over in the east, we have Israel is over here on the left side of the map there, and east is likely somewhere around like where Babylon is, right? It's really interesting because we have one other spot in the Bible where we talk about these group of people called Magi. How many of you guys know the story of Daniel? What did Daniel do? What's his main story? Anybody? Yeah. The lion's den, right? Daniel in the lion's den. You've heard of that story? Well, what happens to Daniel is he has to leave Israel and he goes to Babylon, and then he actually becomes the head of what they call Magi or wise men, right? What these guys would do in places like Babylon is they would watch the stars every single night. That was their job. Can you imagine that being your job? That every day you have to go out at night and just watch the stars to see how they move, they change, map them out, understand everything about them. That was what these guys' job was, is to go up and look at the stars every single night. And what they believed is they thought, because they didn't believe in God, the God that we believe in, they believed that their gods would speak to them through the stars, that they would put messages up in the stars and tell them what to do or how to do it. That's what these guys believed. That's what the Magi believed. We saw that in Daniel as well. They believed that that the gods of the skies would tell them where to go. And so that's what they thought. And so they'd study the stars all night long, and so as these guys were doing it, as the wise men were doing it, they noticed that something changed, right? They noticed a star in the sky that hadn't been there before, right? A bright star. Now we know that not maybe everybody saw it. We know that like King Herod didn't see it. But if your job is studying the stars, you notice when something changes. And so they noticed that something changes, and they thought that their gods were telling them that something really, really important was going to happen. They believed that a great king was going to be born, and they believed it so much that they actually decided to take a journey, right? So they gathered up some really expensive gifts and then headed off to Jerusalem. Does anybody remember what the gifts were? What was the first gift? First one was gold, right? right? So like, kind of like this, right? Gold. Does anybody, do kids, this was one of the moments today I had to realize, are kids going to even know who Scrooge McDuck is? And that made me feel old, right? I don't know if that's a thing anymore, right? It's gold, right? Maybe not like that kind of gold where you can swim in it. Maybe more like this kind of gold. But really expensive gift. They gathered up some gold and they headed out and they wanted to go visit. What was the second one they had? Frankincense, right? Not Frankenstein. No, what, does anybody know what frankincense is? Scent, yes. So frankincense is actually this here. You can burn it, and it smells really nice. So especially when you live around a lot of animals and stuff, sometimes it can get stinky, right? And so you would light frankincense, and it would smoke. You can kind of see it there, and then that would fill the room, and you would get it would smell a lot better than animals and things, right? So you'd get frankincense. It's also very expensive, so they gathered that up as well. What was the third one? Does anybody remember? What's that? Myrrh. You're absolutely right. Mermaid. No, not that. That was a stretch. But myrrh. Does anybody know what myrrh is? No clue. It's a good answer. Yeah. Perfume. That's right. Crushed it. So this is myrrh. It's this kind of resin stuff. And then when you turn it into a liquid, it's like perfume. You put it on and you can. It smells really nice too. So similar to frankincense. So these guys had seen in the sky that something really important was going to happen. They, like I said, they believed that their gods had told them that there was something really important, that there's this king had been born. And so they gathered up really expensive stuff. And my guess is, too, when we tell a story, we only have three of them, right? It probably is almost definitely was way more than three of them. Because if you travel with that expensive stuff across from Babylon or wherever to Israel, you're going to get robbed if less you have a caravan, right? So most likely they gathered a bunch of camels and a bunch of other people to come with them. And they'd made this big journey and walked the whole way because they thought that something really big and important was happening. They thought a king had been born and they believed that their gods had told them that. And so they make the big journey there. But you know what I think makes this story so great? Why I love this particular part of the story? Because when we tell the Christmas story, one of the first things we ask is, who did Jesus come for? Us, yeah. Just us?
Everyone,
right? And so we know that Jesus came for the people of Israel. That's true. So we know that he comes to Israel and he's born that way. But the angels read it out too, because what did the angels say when they speak to the shepherds? They say this, it says, and there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for I bring you good news of great joy that will be for who? All the people, right? That's such an amazing declaration, and especially when we think about the fact that the Magi are in this story, right? Because it's a group of guys who believe that the gods, their gods, spoke to them through the stars. And so what does God do? The God that we worship, the God that we follow, speaks to them through the stars. He puts a message up in the stars and says, it's not your God that's leading you there. I want to guide you to myself. So he puts a star in the sky to people who aren't even following him and said, gather your stuff together. Make a long journey because I want to meet you. I want you to meet me. I want to see you. I'm going to call out to you in a totally different part of the world with a totally different set of beliefs, and I'm going to call you to myself. And I think that's a really, really cool thing, isn't it? That when Jesus comes, he comes for the people of Israel, and they were waiting for the Messiah, and that's absolutely what Jesus does. He wants to call Israel to himself so that they can also be with him. But then that's not it. That's not everyone. And so he reaches out to a group of people that have no idea who he is, that believe things way different than the people of Israel do. And he says, but I want you to come to me as well. And we see that in the story of the Magi, don't we? That he calls them from across the world to say, come and hang out with me. And the reason I love that part of the story so much is because that's still true now, isn't it? Right? That's how God is. He wants to be with every single one of you, right? Whether we're having good days or bad days, whether we know him really intimately and close, or whether we're just learning about who he is, God is calling out to all of us all of the time. He's calling out to each and every one of you. He's calling out to your grandparents. He's calling out to your brothers and sisters, believe it or not, right? Every single person in the world, he's saying, I want you to come and get to know me. That's a really, really beautiful part of the Christmas story, isn't it? Yeah? So thank you guys for sharing that part with us this morning. Because that's true for the rest of us too, right? One of the things that is so important for us to realize as we're awed again by the Christmas story is that it's a message of God coming to earth to be with us. It's a message we've probably heard over and over and over again if you've been part of church. But the Christmas story is so beautiful and so full of hope, because in a world that's filled with brokenness, a world that's filled with division, a world that's filled with so many things that are broken and wrong, or people that are walking away from God and who he is, we see in the story of Christmas, whether it's through the way the angels meet the shepherds, or whether it's how God calls the Magi, no matter where we are or what we're doing, the Christmas message is that God wants to be with you. One of the names of Jesus is the name Emmanuel, which literally means God with us. God will stretch across the entirety of the world to speak to you, even if your beliefs are far away from what he would want. He's still going to reach out to you and sometimes speak to you through the stars, sometimes speak to you through whatever it might be, so that he can draw you nearer to himself. The beautiful message of Christmas is that while we were still sinners, Christ came for us. While we were messed up, while we were lost, while we were broken, while we were twisted, the message of Christmas is, I want to be with you. Our kids taught us that this morning. My hope is that each and every one of us will go home today with that knowledge deeply ingrained in us, that the God of the universe, whether we've had a good day, a bad day, whether we're believing the right things or the wrong things, is calling out to you to have you come be with him. So thank you, kids, for that. Thank you for doing such a wonderful job of telling the story today. I hope that you go home and tell that story to anybody you can, and know that every single day of your life, God wants to be with you. That's the message of Christmas. So will you pray with me? Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before you this morning and just thank you for these kids, for the innocence and the excitement in which they share your story. A story that many of us have heard many times before, a story that was written thousands of years ago and yet has life because we get to hear it anew every day. Lord, thank you for wherever we've been and whatever we've done, that you constantly and continually call out to us. That whether it's time, space, or whatever it might be, you're going to reach across those barriers to encourage us to walk towards you. Lord, may we, like these kids here, have a renewed sense of hope and awe and wonder at the amazing and beautiful things you do. Pray all these things in your name. Amen.